I don't think Rocky Creek Abattoir can be really called a processor. Yes, we process cattle for various butcher shops and also for our own butcher shops as well. But we are buying out there against the exporters, and we do have to compete with their prices. And what we've seen at Mareeba, the price from July to what it is today has jumped about 60 cents a kilo live weight. We've said back in July when we spoke that we thought that the price would continue to rise. We're now seeing live prices of around $2.80 to $2.90 in the sale yards. Is that trend going to continue? I'm sorry, but my crystal ball is starting to fog up.
Well, I can understand that it is difficult to predict where this upswing in prices will end, Victor Burns, but how long can it be sustained from where you're standing at the sale yard?
I really can't answer that, Charlie. The price of cattle is going to be continually put under pressure by the drought, the live export, and the continued push for export processes to remain open.
What impact does that have on your kill rates, for example, at Rocky Creek?
Well, at the moment, we're processing for a number of butchers, and they're continuing to kill for their requirements. We have seen a slight downturn over the past couple of weeks, but we've also seen the rates come out, and it is school holidays, which has a little slowing down effect on the sale of meat.
Does that impact on your roster?
Yes, we'll see a slowing up of the number of cattle that we've processed over the last 3 weeks, but hopefully that will even out and continue to rise once the consumers realise that the price of meat is rising and that they are still requiring to eat meat, or let's hope they continue to eat meat.
And Victor Burns, you, I'm not sure if this is a record that you particularly like to put on the mantelpiece, but yesterday you set a new record at the Mareeba sale yards, paying 2.94 cents a kilo live weight for a butcher's steer. Can you just share what it was that caught your eye about this particular beast?
I tend to talk in averages. So one particular beast over the purchase of 35 animals, even though it was a high, my average price was only 5 cents higher than the week before. But how high the market continues or how much pressure is put under it, I really can't answer.
How much does it actually mean that you're paying extra for a beast on average compared to what you were 2 months ago when we spoke at Mareeba?
If we're talking over a 280 kilo dressed animal or a 580 kilo live animal, we've seen an increase of about $300 to $350 per head.
How do you then go about getting that additional $300 to $350 back when you go to put that beast through your butcher shops?
By putting your prices up, Charlie.
Simple as that.
As simple as that.
Is there a tipping point, Victor Burns, as a processor or a service abattoir owner and a butcher, does there get to be a price where you'll no longer put your hand up at the sale yard?
Charlie, I think what you're trying to ask me is something that we just can't answer at the moment. We're in the meat processing game. That's what we do. We sell meat to the public. And at the moment, it's tough. It's always been tough in the butchering industry. But let's just hope that things continue, Charlie.
And while ever there are cattle to kill, you'll still be there to do the job.
Well, let's hope we can.